Rin and Alton were starved, weakened, still half-drugged. And yet they fought, back to back. They needed to get to the water, to the sea. Needed to swim across the narrow strait. Spear was so close. They reached the end of the pier and stopped. The night was lit up with torches. It seemed as if the entire Federation army had assembled by the docks. The odds were not simply bad. They were insurmountable. Rin felt a sensation of crushing despair. She couldn't breathe under the weight of it. This was where it ended. This was Spear's last stand. "Look," Alton pointed. "Do you see that star? That's the constellation of the Phoenix." She raised her head. "Take it as your guide," he said. "Spear is southeast of here. It'll be a long swim."
"What are you talking about?" she demanded. "We'll swim together. You'll guide me."
His hand closed around her fingers. He held them tight for a moment and then let go. "No," he said. "I'll finish my duty." Panic twisted her insides. "Alton, no. Tirza didn't save our people," he said. "I couldn't save our people. But this comes close." He leaned forward and grasped her face in both hands, pressing his forehead against hers for a long time. She closed her eyes. She drank in the sensation of her skin against his. She seared it into her memory. "You're so much stronger than I am," said Alton. Then he let her go. She shook her head frantically. "No, I'm not. It's you. I need you." He stepped away from her, calling the Phoenix, and the Phoenix came, enveloping him, embracing him, loving him, bringing him back into the fold. The fire doesn't give. The fire takes and takes and takes.